A year ago on the Lake Superior Project, we spoke with several people around the lake, environmental advocates, policymakers, residents, and others, about climate change. Most of these people stress the need to adapt to the changes that are happening here, including lower lake levels, warmer water temperatures, and less winter ice cover on the lake. So a year later, I was curious, how are folks around the lake adapting to climate change? Some of their answers may surprise you.
Warm water, warm summers, all of that is actually better for business. In a strange, like, twist of it's, you know, we have this kind of cold water and short season, and when it's an average year and it's, you know, there's like two nice days in August, like it was this year, you know, we have sort of an average season. We don't see the revenue generated that we saw last summer when it was way above average.
That's Dave Tersteeg. He's the manager of the Grand Marais Recreation Park and Campground, which includes the marina. And yes, you heard him right. These changes have actually been good for business.
You know, it was hot all of July and August. The water was warm. The sport fishing, I guess, was really successful as a result. You know, there was a lot of salmon on the surface. And so last year was the best year in the marina we've ever had, with fuel sales and slip rentals. And, you know, it's kind of that reverse where usually if we were in a southern, like, landlocked situation and the heat index was 120, you know, we would have suffered. But because we have this cool body of water that can, I guess, absorb this, for now at least, boaters loved it.
The fact that the warmer temperatures have been good for business, particularly on this side of the lake, is no surprise for folks who study the economics of climate change. Robert Richardson is a natural resource economist and associate professor at the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources at Michigan State University.
Some of the ways in which we depend on natural resources for attracting tourists and visitors may be negatively impacted by the effects of climate change, but also those same effects may open doors for new opportunities. So we would expect that warming air surface temperatures mean a hotter summer. It also would imply a longer summer season. What we call the lengthening of the shoulder season, like spring and fall, are likely to become warmer, more suitable. And Lake Superior has reached its record high temperature in two recent summers. So it is warming and could presumably be more suitable for different kinds of uses and for longer periods during the year.
Of course, not all of the impacts have been good. Lower lake levels have been common in recent years, which have impacted access for boaters in places like Apostle Islands National Park. The makeup of fish species is also changing in the lake as the water's warm. And for communities that rely on fishing for subsistence, this has spelled some changes. The Keweenaw Bay Indian community focuses on indigenous fish restoration, and their emphasis on certain species has correlated with warming temperatures. Gene Mensch is a fisheries and wildlife biologist with KBIC.
The Great Lakes fishery and the Lake Superior fishery in particular has been a vital component of the culture and the livelihoods of many of the members here at KBIC. It continues to be that way. Some of our members actually pursue financial income through the commercial fishery. So originally with hatchery management, we were focused on species that were being extracted via the commercial fishery, so lake whitefish and lake trout. That kind of evolved through the years to address other concerns with species that were native to the region. Now, a third indigenous species to the region is walleye. Many of the members pursue walleye as part of the subsistence fishery. That interest has grown. I mean, we definitely try to track trends in the fishery like so many managers do. And a lot of the research indicates that, you know, the cool water species that is walleye is potentially expanding range. And, you know, part our management and our shift in focus to include walleye kind of correlates with that.
For now, the communities around the lake and their economies continue to adapt. Whether it's looking at diversifying seasonal businesses or investing funds in more flexible coastal infrastructure, researchers like Robert Richardson encourage people to begin looking at how they can deal with these changes.
To the degree that we can understand what kinds of extreme events we are vulnerable to in this part of the country, it's important to start to think about how we can minimize those impacts and certainly adapt to that uncertain future.
The conclusion? While the view from here isn't all bad, things are already changing. Climatologist Mark Seeley recently summed up a growing attitude among some climate researchers in the Star Tribune's November 6th editorial section, writing, quote, "Climate changed. That's right, past tense. It's already happened. We must adapt." For the Lake Superior Project, I'm Kelly Schoenfelder. The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the North Shore of Lake Superior. Support for this series comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Music and sounds in this feature were produced by Peter Elvin. For more information, visit WTIP.org/Lake Superior Project.